This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
What's going on?
That is the foursome. Did you guys enjoy the 3-day weekend?
Very busy.
Of course.
I know you were traveling, EB.
Yeah, I was in Raleigh. Just got back last night. 3 days. Shout out to the Virginia Junior 17s who actually won the tournament.
Ah, very good.
The City of Oaks Challenge Champions.
Very good.
And I was telling Lurch, in all these years of going to tournaments, lacrosse and volleyball and otherwise, my kids have actually never actually won the tournament. So to win
the trophy?
Yeah, they got a little glass thing or whatever. It was very, very cool. So congrats to those kids.
Makes it worthwhile. Awesome time. Especially when you see it in the kids' eyes.
Yeah. It's just,
hopefully they care.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
They definitely do. It was super, super fun. So yeah. Raleigh was a cool city. Enjoyed it.
I
had
like
some
Raleigh.
Good eats.
I was telling Eric I could see myself living in Raleigh.
Yeah. You've been saying that for a couple days.
After the radio days are over.
Kind of calling your shot.
Yeah.
That's gonna be your spot.
There's some cool little towns outside of Raleigh, you know, suburbia that are really nice. I could see myself down there. But we'll see.
We stayed right there.
I wish it was a little closer to the beach.
Yeah, it's not really that close. I think a couple hours.
Well, you can move closer to the water if you have to.
You just get a little bit more expensive when you do that.
Yeah, true.
It's the first of 3 weekends. So this weekend we've got not too bad. It's like Norfolk, Newport News.
Yep.
And then next weekend we've got Minneapolis.
That's not a driver.
That's not a
driver.
That's
when you hop on the bird.
No. That's all for volleyball?
Oh, yeah, that's just volleyball. It's 3 weeks in a row. Boom, boom, boom. Mm. Then there's a break, and then... Believe me, that's just the beginning.
Whoever organizes that, I'd be talking to them. I'd be in their ear. Can you find some local tournaments?
Yeah, how about like Rockville? How about Richmond?
I'd be like, what are you doing?
How about, I don't know, Germantown?
Yeah, but the talent gap is.
Yeah, if you want to play the good competition,
teams,
yeah.
You got to travel a little bit.
It's just part of the deal. It's fun. The kids enjoy it.
Well, at least
it.
Minneapolis will be warm.
Well, the thing is with Minneapolis, from what I'm told, I'm not even sure I'll be outside. Because I think we play at a convention center. It's like right next door to the airport. Right. The hotel's connected. So I probably just land.
There's probably trams or...
Well, I don't even think I'll be outside because everything is near the airport. So it'll be weird.
Well, Minneapolis has walkways that connect each building to one another so you don't have to walk outside.
Be out in the cold. That's probably what will impact me.
Because it's 0 degrees there as we speak. Yeah. Plus, you'll probably find the Mall of America, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's the way it is, I probably won't even rent a car. I probably just, it doesn't even sound like I'll need one.
You might not.
Yeah. You really don't need it when you go to like one of your kids' tournaments for a 3-day weekend because you don't really leave the convention center or in your hotel area. You walk to a restaurant and then that's it. But it's nice. It's good quality time with a daughter. Enjoyed that. Watched the games from a bar, so didn't really lock in on them. Obviously, the Niner game.
The Super Bowl, I'm talking about. The championship games, how the Super Bowl set. No. I thought you meant your volleyball games. If you're watching the volleyball games from a bar.
No, the championship games.
Got you.
I watched those from a bar. Mm-hmm. Like, the Niners game was hard to really get into.
Yeah, that was pure destruction is what that was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty amazing that you can win a game in modern NFL with your quarterback throwing 8 passes.
I know. And thanks a lot to the Packers for destroying my teaser.
Someone owes me $10.
That's great.
I don't know who it is, but
yeah, I'll ship it to you on Venmo.
That
at some
teaser
point.
Went down hard.
Just went down
always
in flames.
Bet against cakes.
Just went down in flames.
Look, teasers are just hard to win.
They're very difficult to
win.
But
if you teased the favorites and the overs this weekend, you were a big fatty.
Yes, you were.
Because it was a favorite over day for the championship games.
Well, the Chiefs' offense is just incredible, though, if you want to talk about that game, because they've fallen behind in their last two playoff games.
Yep.
And then once they score once, you know that they're just going to start rolling.
Yeah.
So they can start off slow, and then Mahomes just gets going, and the weapons are so good, and then Mahomes had the scramble. It's just,
that was a great run.
I know San Francisco has this great defense. Everything. I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
I know.
Chiefs.
And the line is what? And then
pick. It's basically a pick.
Pick
like
them,
right?
One and a half. One and a half.
I mean, I'm leaning Chiefs big time. Yeah. It's hard not to lean Chiefs. I always lean offense, though. Always.
Right.
I don't care how good your defense is.
I mean, the 49ers offense looked pretty good.
Sure.
Raheem Mostert just, what are you running for, 220 yards and four touchdowns?
Yep,
it was unstoppable.
He was a beast.
That seems like a one-off to me.
But Patrick Mahomes looks like the best player in the game.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, Tevin Coleman got hurt in the game. That was big. Hopefully he'll be ready to go. He had a separated shoulder. They need him, I think. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's, the Niners' defense is probably something that the Chiefs haven't seen, but the Niners probably haven't seen an offense like that either, so...
Right.
I think it's going to be a fun game to watch.
But Cakes has to be happy because the Titans aren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean, the Niners are basically a carbon copy. They want to run the ball down your throat, too. So
yeah, but they're fun to watch because they've got speed. They've got a lot of speed, especially on the outside. And their defense is fun to watch.
You're right. Thankfully, the Titans went down. Eventually, you knew that they were gonna run out of their magic fairy dust or whatever they had on their run. It was too tough to overcome the Chiefs in Arrowhead. And Mahomes is a superstar.
Yep.
He just is. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, I mean, when he's dialed in and he's a big focus of the game plan, he's uncoverable.
Yeah.
And then a guy like Sammy Watkins can benefit. He had 114 yards receiving in the game on seven catches.
They've got so many weapons. They really do. And they're so fast.
Because Kelsey didn't even have a big game. Hit three catches.
Right. It's got to be two of the fastest teams in the league.
Well, even a guy like Mecole Hardman, who just is more of a special teamer than anything, like, that guy gets involved in the game plan, and he can rip off a 70-yarder in the blink of an eye.
Sure.
I mean, he's super fast.
Yeah.
They have so many options on offense.
They really do. But it starts with Mahomes, and he's just a gunslinger, but he's so good. And, you know, when you talk about the Niner game, you know, the game was over, obviously, at 27-0. The game was over. But if you were a Packer fan, you know, Aaron Rodgers has been a really good player, great arm talent. But, man, he is so uninspiring. I mean, they're down 17-0, 20-0, 27-0, and he's just walking around the sideline like it's a preseason game.
His personality stinks.
I mean, Mahomes is down 24-0 against the Texans, and he's over there trying to fire his team up. Mm-hmm. But Rodgers is just a dolt. He's won. He's got one, but I think his career has been underwhelming because I would expect more Super Bowl appearances from Aaron Rodgers.
I think everybody would agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, just look at it. If I was a Packer fan, I'd be really upset.
And then if you look at his game here, you know, he has a fumble, which is a turnover, the interceptions.
Who knows if the fumble was on him, but maybe it was. The first interception was just bad. It was a really bad throw. Second one, he was just kind of going for it, and Sherman picked it off. But I don't know. I was very happy with the result, obviously. And San Francisco and Kansas City should be a really good one.
The ratings were way down. Apparently, for the conference championship games. I don't know if that's because people just tune out once it's a blowout. I'll tell you that the 49ers game, I can't remember what I did, but once it looked like it was blowout, I didn't really pay attention to it in the second half. I might have picked up on some of my binge watching.
That's poison for the networks. Yeah. If one team just is boat racing the other, I mean, people are just going to find something else to do.
Yeah. I can't remember what I was doing on Sunday evening, but by the time it got to like 9 o'clock, game's over by the time it's 9. I don't know when it officially ended, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I had a grasper to backdoor cover, and then the Niners went right back down the field, and Mostert, I think, scored his third or fourth touchdown. And I said, well, this game's over. There's no backdoor cover happening. It's just not going to happen.
Well, how funny is this? So we were staying at the Sheraton in downtown Raleigh, and I was getting our breakfast from Jimmy V's, and I kept going there, and then I'm watching the game in the evening. And I didn't realize Jimmy V's was Jim Valvano's restaurant.
Who else would it be when you said Jimmy V?
Never occurred
Jimmy
to me.
V, I'm in Raleigh.
I mean, I'm in Raleigh.
You know that NC State's in Raleigh, right?
I'm in Jimmy V's restaurant. I'm in a sports bar. And then I see all these Valvano pictures, and I go, oh, my God, this is Coach Valvano's spot. The family owns this. didn't know it. It took me 2 days
if
to figure that out.
If you walked into Jimmy G's in San Francisco, would you put two and two together?
Not at first.
Oh, you didn't realize until the second day that you were there?
The third day.
Third day. There's probably a million pictures of Jim Valvano all over the
Well,
the,
I mean,
the
when
walls.
I saw the pictures, that's when it dawned on me. But when I just saw Jimmy V's.
Okay.
That was, you know, just sounded like a cool bar
Does
name.
Does his family still own the bar?
Must. Yeah. They must. The bar restaurant.
Cool.
That's where I watched the game from. They got to fix their leaky floor, though. They definitely have a leak emanating from the floor right near the bar.
Sounds pricey. Sounds like a pricey fix.
Yeah, that looked like a disaster to me. You'd step on the wood and water was coming
out. Yeah, not
you
good.
You love athletes and coaches' places, whether it's the woods
water or Jimmy V's.
Yeah.
Jimmy V's.
You gravitate
spot.
Towards
You still
them.
Love Don Shula's Steakhouse.
They gave us free food.
I mean, you're not that far away from your Woods visit. I mean, it's like 5 weeks away. Yeah. 5.5 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we got to confirm our hotel, though. We haven't confirmed our hotel.
Yeah, that's Drab T-shirt.
I mean, I'm sure they have, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know anything about it.
Make sure it's a good one.
Yeah.
Kind of rooting for KC, by the way, because, I don't know, Andy Reid's never won one. Like,
yeah, I'm rooting for KC.
Get the monkey off his back.
Plus, Mahomes is fun to watch. I mean, he's like Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? Both those guys just super dynamic. So
I'm rooting for Kyle Shanahan.
Of course you are.
I'm rooting for Kyle.
Those are your guys.
Here's you think about it. The guys took over a bad team when Chip Kelly was just atrocious. Mm-hmm.
Chip
Kelly got hoard in 1 year there.
Okay. Well, they were 2-14.
Okay. It's not like Kyle was good the first 2 years. He had to wait till Jimmy G got healthy.
Well, you have to clean up mess of what people leave behind.
Exactly. You expect him this
you're
first
just
year to go
13-3. You think you're just going to walk in, all of a sudden you're going to be 12-4?
Yeah, but you can't blame the whole mess on Chip Kelly.
They were a mess
They were
that
horrible
year.
Before Chip Kelly.
They were a mess that year. Yeah, because Tom Sula was there, and they were bad. But my point is, in his third year, he's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's good. Jimmy G's good. He's a glorified game manager. Let's not act like he's the next Tom Brady.
He's not disagreeing with you.
I mean, please.
He's better than what they had.
Well, I
better
won't disagree with that.
Gabbert
he's better
CJ
than
Beathard.
Some guy named Mullins.
And Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Sure.
Of course he's better than him.
He had six completions. Six.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, look, if you can't stop my guy Mostert, why do I have to throw?
Well, he's a stud, and he also reinforces my theory that you just don't. Why would you draft a running back high?
I know.
Why would you do that? That guy's been through like five or six training camps.
That's true.
And he terrorized the Packers and got that team to the Super Bowl.
He was undrafted and he's been with six teams, I think.
Yep. Running backs, dime a dozen. They just are for the most part.
The system is really good.
The system's great.
Yeah.
It clearly benefits him and Coleman when he's healthy. And Breed has kind of fallen off, but.
Yeah, Breida's got
dealing with some injuries.
Injuries, but the Coleman thing is big.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you know what?
I think they need Coleman.
If I'm Shanahan, I'm okay with giving Mostert the ball 15-20 times.
Well, sure.
If I have to,
absolutely.
And Coleman's not 100%.
I would like them to get Kittle involved a little bit more.
Right,
he's been pretty quiet in the last couple of games. But
send Kyle a memo. Say, hey, I'd like to Kittle more involved.
I think you can throw on Kansas City, so I would expect him to throw a little bit.
Right,
and I think they're going to have to because Mahomes isn't going to be stopped.
Sure.
I mean, unless the Niners front can just
kind of feeling the over. What's the over? What's the
shocker?
Number?
It's probably 53 and a half, 54.
I may have, you know what? I'm going to let that $10 that I owe you ride. We're going to double it for the Super Bowl.
All right, that's fine.
Why would I pay it?
Him make any teaser and you just go the other way.
Book it.
All it does is profits him in the long run. Why wouldn't he let me dig myself a deeper hole?
All right,
well, he doesn't
take a
have
break.
To tease it. He can play something straight
can
up.
Can do that.
Phone number's 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Coming up later in the program, Center Ice with Lars Eller. We will talk some Washington Capitals. They've won three in a row. He will join us coming up at 8:40. And Dante Whitner, he'll make his second appearance on the show, former 49er. He'll join us at 9 o'clock right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
by football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here. And the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 6:45, we're going to be unveil the Big 20. I did this panel about a month ago, and they actually had two panels with a bunch of different personalities from NBC Sports Washington and other networks. I sat down with like Dave Johnson, who calls the Wizards games, Rob Carlin, J.P. Finley, Julie Donaldson, and others. And we went through this list of the top 20 stories in the region because it is 2020. Mm-hmm. And so for the next 20 shows, we're going to be unveiling an entry, and we'll start that at 6:45 with number 20.
Top 20 stories when? In the last 20 years?
In the last 20 years.
Yeah. It reminds me of what we did for ESPN. What did we do there?
What was that called?
Was that the top 100 or something? We did something.
I can't even remember 10? The name of it. I don't know.
No, it was a top 10, but I can't remember what
was just
that called.
General bunch top of top 10 lists.
Yeah.
We did 10 episodes of it.
People
right?
love lists. 10,
yeah, I think
people
we did 10
segments of it.
So it's 2020, so 20 stories from the last 20 years in the region.
In the area.
All right.
So we'll get to
probably,
that coming up at 6:45. kind of a terrible story at the region. Like, Cakes and I don't have as many famous alums from Eleanor Roosevelt as you guys have from DeMatha in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of them, I mean, you guys have just a slew of course, NBA ballers, top picks. We've got like two or three that have made it to the NBA, and one's Delonte West.
Right.
And man, the videos that emerged over the weekend, just sad.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks as bad as any homeless guy I've seen on street corners.
I mean, he's got mental health issues. I don't know if there are drug issues, too, but I saw that Jameer Nelson said he was reaching out and he was going to do everything he could to make sure he got the help he needs. Hopefully,
I think his old coach.
Yeah, Phil Martelli's doing the same.
Tweeted,
so it seems like people are rallying around him, and he clearly needs help. He needs to get into like some sort of rehab. He needs a support system to get off the streets.
Well, was LeBron James'
it's got a mental health
years
issue.
Ago.
That's got to be priority.
Of course.
Yeah. What?
He was LeBron James' teammate for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he reached the highest levels you can attain. It just shows mental health is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know. Sometimes it's beyond.
Video.
Sometimes it's beyond help.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if he can get
he
back
to normal.
He could
be so normal. Far gone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really terrible.
Did they ever find out who the guy was beating him up? Did they arrest the guy, or is he another homeless guy?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know the details. It's disturbing when you see it. It really
is
upsetting.
He's had a lot of issues for years. I can't remember. What was the motorcycle story? Remember there was something wacky?
He was like riding around on a motorcycle with, I think, with a shotgun and with like another weapon, like riding around in the beltway.
Mental health.
Yeah.
It's like you can't even goof on it. It's mental health.
I think he was diagnosed with like bipolar years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would assume doesn't look like he's on his medication. It doesn't look like he's taking care of himself from the video that we saw. So.
And I know it was just alleged. Was he the one that was alleged to have tagged LeBron's?
That was the rumor and gossip. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Unproven.
Yeah.
No, hopefully he gets the help. And
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, he
was playing not too long ago.
The problem
is. He was playing in the D League, I think, maybe 3-4 years ago, maybe five.
I wonder if
he
has any money.
I don't know that he has any money, but he's got enough NBA brethren that they should be able to step up and take care of him, at least to get him on the right
path. I would assume he doesn't have any money left. I mean, look at where he is.
The problem is it's not new news. It's been out there for a couple of years, and no one's been able to really help him yet. That's why I'm doubtful.
Man, it's a bad video.
That this is going to end up.
I mean, he's laying on the street. This was in D.C., correct?
Yeah, I don't know where it was.
Yeah, I think
it was
in
the D.C. area. I'm not sure if it was in D.C. or not, but yeah, it was local.
Yeah. Also, we should just mention, I just tweeted it too, and Jason talked to the family yesterday, but our thoughts and prayers are with the Wooten family as Morgan Wooten, the legendary DeMatha basketball coach, is in hospice care. course, he coached Jason. He was my history teacher. Mm-hmm. He has touched, I was thinking about it, tens of thousands. I don't know that it's hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of students at DeMatha. Anybody who walked the halls of DeMatha, Morgan Wooten was a role model for. And, you know, tough time for the family. He's 88 years old. He led a spectacular life. I can't think of a better role model than Coach Wooten.
Yeah, he's been in and out of the hospital in the last 12 months up at Hopkins. And finally, he just said, I want to be at the house with the family, and that's where he's going to be.
Right.
But it's pretty sad. You know what? 88's a good run. I would have taken 88 with my mom.
It's a great run.
Absolutely.
You
would have
taken
88
with your dad.
Absolutely. But still, anytime anybody, it's the end of the run.
Yeah, I mean, and he's in pain, and that sucks. That part sucks. He's kind of in and out of it. But I asked the family if they were taking visitors. They said no.
Yeah.
So I just sent a text to Joe Wooten, who's his youngest son, and he's going to read the text to Coach. So
it's nice.
And DeMatha was on TV yesterday. They played
Rancho
Christian.
Yeah, I was telling you, I didn't see the DeMatha game. I saw Paul the Sixth because – and the only reason I stuck with it, I'm just flipping through the ESPNs, and it was Sierra Canyon, which is where LeBron's son plays, and I saw LeBron – with the beanie and the crowd. And so I stuck with it for a couple minutes. Like, oh, they're playing. I can't be Paul the Sixth from Fairfax. And Paul the Sixth from Fairfax. And then I just saw really the end of the game. And they beat Sierra Canyon. And then they said, that's two wins for the WCAC. And then I looked at the guide and I saw that DeMatha had played earlier.
Right. My only frame of reference for Paul the Sixth is that so many McDonald's trips to the McDonald's right next to the campus when we used to work in Fairfax.
I think it's moved, right?
No, not yet. It's moving. It's going to be out near. It's actually going to be out near Drabby.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a beautiful campus.
I'm sure.
But Paul the Sixth and DeMatha, both top 10 programs in the country.
I think they had Paul the Sixth ranked 13th or 14th.
Sorry, it's a top 20. But Paul the Sixth's best player is Jeremy Roach, who was out last year with a knee injury. He's going to Duke. He's a stud. I mean, he's so quick, such a great athlete. But they were playing against Bronny. Now, Bronny's young. He's a freshman.
My understanding is Bronny doesn't even play that much.
He wasn't playing when I watched it.
He's young.
They had, by the way, a big Asian guy, Yao Ming type.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, he just stood up with his arms up. It was basically a 2-on-1 break, and then Paul the Sixth had to bring it back out because he was such a huge guy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he had to have been. They never talked about his size. I only logged 3 minutes with it. Okay, I didn't watch much. They never mentioned. He had to be 7'2".
Yeah,
I'm not sure how tall he was. But
so tall.
You should go to these volleyball tournaments because you run into a lot of ballers.
Right.
So I saw Jalen Rose a few weeks ago. He was at a tournament.
We were playing daughters play.
Yeah, we were playing with Rusty LaRue's kid.
Rusty LaRue.
I've heard that name. I can't place what was it, baseball player. I don't even know.
Well, he was football and basketball.
Right.
He played with the Bulls. I believe he won a championship.
Wake Forest.
With the Bulls.
It's kind of
quarterback, and played on the hoops team at Wake Forest.
Gotcha.
But and then there was this big, tall, white guy looked like, I know it wasn't Bryant Reeves, but he looked like a Bryant. Like, you see these guys, and now they're now with their children now, and know they played big-time college or professional basketball.
Yeah.
You run into them all the time.
The PVI coach is Glenn Ferrello, who's had a great program there, but he was at your school.
He was at Roosevelt a long time ago.
He was there for 10 years.
Yeah, Roosevelt for a while was actually pretty decent for public schools.
Coach Ferrello was there.
Right, and he was bringing a lot of the PG County kids over to PVI in Fairfax. Now they're moving even further west, but excellent program. The PVI DeMatha games are going to be awesome. They haven't played yet this year. But DeMatha beat Rancho Christian, who has the number one player in the 2020 class, a kid named Evan Mobley, who's going to USC, and they just dominated him. Hunter Dickinson, who's going to Michigan, just dominated him. So it was good to see DeMatha win on
Wednesday the 29th is when they play.
Is that at DeMatha?
It's at DeMatha, yeah.
That's a must-see. If you like really good high school hoops, you're going to see a ton of college players. The WCAC was getting a lot of national run yesterday on MLK Day on ESPNU.
Yeah, I only saw a couple minutes. I forgot. Is Dwayne Wade's kid also on that Sierra?
Yes. See, I had heard that LeBron. I read somewhere in one of these gossip sites that LeBron's thinking of transferring him because he's not playing enough.
There's during the little portion that I watched, they were hyping up another kid that was on Sierra Canyon who's number 4 in the country, according to the ESPN.
Because I know Bronny had 15 and the game-winning slashing drive or something a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. But I saw somewhere that he's only averaging a few points a game.
Yeah, he doesn't play a lot.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, he's 14.
I know, but you know, when your dad's LeBron and you think he's on a fast track to the NBA.
I get it.
Yeah, when LeBron was 14, I bet he was putting up more than that.
He might not be on the fast track to the NBA.
He's not LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
He might not even make it to the NBA. News bulletin. Right,
he'll survive.
Right. He'll be okay.
I mean, Jordan's kids didn't.
Right.
Right.
They weren't even much of
I blame Juanita. Terrible genes.
She diluted the gene pool.
She just ruined the genes. Juanita. Oh, terrible.
But also... You're not growing up the same way. Like,
of course,
LeBron's growing up hungry. Like, that's his way out. These guys are growing up.
LeBron
soft.
Was growing up poor in Akron with nothing
to get work ethic. To be Bronny to get work ethic has got to be so much harder.
It's true, but like you know, Harvey Grant made a lot of money. A couple of his kids made the league.
Oh yeah,
you know, you can do it. Just gotta, you know, no one's gonna have better training than Bronny.
No.
I don't know
how
big he is.
He's going to have everything at his disposal.
Is he going to be about 6'3", maybe? 6'2", 6'3"? Not going to be as big as his dad.
I think he's 6'2" now, yeah. I mean, unless he gets a growth spurt here in the next couple of years.
I'm still waiting for mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep waiting.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Maybe this year. You're stuck. Turn 50.
You're just stuck.
Never quite got to 5'9", 5'8¾".
The amount of people that were in that arena for that game, for that game in particular, obviously, because they knew LeBron was going to be there. I'm standing remotely, and you know, you want to see Bronny play too. But like you said, he's a role player. He might be the sixth, seventh man off the bench, and he's a young kid. He's 14 years old, maybe 15.
Yeah. So I was into watching the championship games, but I thought, you know, particularly the second one, the Green Bay fell behind by so much, I lost interest, and I really wanted to watch the outsider. That's what it was. I'm all in on The Outsider, which was 9 o'clock on HBO. Plus, Curb Your Enthusiasm came back. It was a big Sunday night of HBO viewing. But my highlight of the weekend was watching 40 Seconds, the Conor McGregor fight.
It was worth it?
I didn't see it.
Absolutely worth it. Well, I didn't pay. I just went over to Bubba's house.
I saw the highlights.
Always good when somebody else is paying that freight.
Did they actually show the highlights of the knockout?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, Dana White talked about it. The ESPN... did a fantastic job promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Their partnership with ESPN and ESPN Plus, I guess, has been a home run for the UFC because all week there were interviews on ESPN of McGregor, of Cowboy Cerrone promoting it. And yes, it was a very short fight, but it was the result needed to keep excitement for Conor McGregor and the sport in some ways because it has ebbs and flows. The UFC, like there's kind of the, you know, during the Ronda Rousey era, it was hot for a while and Conor McGregor, but they've kind of, sometimes there's these periods where you're looking for a star and Conor is by far the biggest star they have. And he just went in there and worked him.
Good. It's exciting for the sport, but if he fights Khabib again, I don't expect a different outcome. I expect Khabib to dominate him again.
Probably.
I would stay away from that fight if I was Conor McGregor.
I would, too, for a while.
Yeah, I'd stay away.
But he's so good at what he does.
I couldn't believe all the celebs that were there. I mean, everyone was there.
Yeah.
Because it's electric. When he is in the ring, it's electric. It really is. He's just chosen this. Hopefully, he said he's going to be busy and fight four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is he makes so much money that, and even Dana White afterwards seemed like he wants Conor to wait for a Khabib rematch because that would have like they estimate 5 million pay-per-view buys, which would be the greatest of all time. And like Mayweather was tweeting him afterwards. Manny Pacquiao apparently
they
wants
all
a piece.
Get it in
Pacquiao wants a piece.
Yes,
jeez.
He's had discussions with Manny Pacquiao. He's going to get worked in boxing, but it was good to see because he hadn't won in the octagon in years.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my highlight this
weekend. I know it was a big event.
I know I'd be bitter. How much was the pay-per-view? 50 bucks?
It's like 75.
75 bucks for 40 seconds. Now you get a couple, you might get one or two undercards you don't otherwise get to see.
I went over to our buddy's house around 10:30. So I really,
what time did it actually start?
Probably around 12:15, 12:30.
That's a problem, man.
Too late.
I have a hard time staying up
so
for those.
So late.
I've done it before on my computer, and I can barely.
Even on a 3-day
awake.
Weekend when you don't even have to work on Monday, staying up until like 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a non-starter.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
I would agree.
It's just hard to do.
Drab,
did
you watch it? I know Drab's a big
I went to my neighbor's house.
Were you sized?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Did you bring some nachos over because he was paying the bill? Did you bring anything? You freeloader?
No, I was running around.
He was collecting cash, though, from everybody at the door?
Offered. Yeah. I offered.
And he took it?
Well, I haven't paid him yet.
He's off this week. Yeah.
It was a hollow offer.
No, I will. I'm not that kind
hollow.
Of guy.
Yeah, sure you are.
But it was a quickie. I mean, he came out and had like a wild punch at first that Cowboy ducked under, and then Cowboy grabbed him, and then he just popped him with his shoulder like four times.
I heard he broke his nose with that. Is that true?
Got him in the nose, and then he got him with a kick, and then Cerny went down. I'll say he probably, my buddy thought that Cerny kind of quit. But I mean, he had gotten popped, and it was just such a flurry of activity.
How do you break their nose with a shoulder? Like, I don't get it.
He
I don't know how
down
he,
and it was just underneath. Popped them. He ducked down and popped yeah. them.
I just don't know how you could generate that amount of force.
He got his whole weight into
just
it.
Just direct hits.
I just
man.
Don't know how you
popped
could do
them,
it.
And then just a vicious,
it's a skill. You know,
kick to the head, and then Cerny went down, and he just started hammer fisting him, and
that was
Cerny kind of went into a shell. It didn't seem like he was fighting out of it, but if you saw his face about a half an hour afterwards,
oh, he looked terrible.
Because a lot of people were saying he took a dive. The UFC is desperate for Conor McGregor to be back.
No, he didn't.
He just got his ass beat.
Like he was hurt.
I was like, are you kidding me? You should have seen the guy's face afterwards.
How much did he collect for his 40-second ass whipping?
I think because he gets a piece of pay-per-view, it's unknown until they figure that
right,
out.
Right.
He was claiming he was going to make $80 million.
No, not McGregor. Cerrone.
Oh, Cerrone's payday was $200,000. But he, I don't know what he gets a piece of.
So he gets
of
a piece of the, yeah. He gets a piece
I think
of
it was $3 million for Conor, $200,000 for Cowboy.
Right.
How about the Chandler Parsons story over the weekend?
Drunk driver hits him?
Man. They said, the first story I read said severe brain injury.
Yeah, traumatic brain injury.
That's bad.
Yes. I mean, they said severe brain injury. I think he broke his sternum. He had a couple other major injuries in this crash. Hit at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon.
In the middle of the day?
Middle of the day.
Yeah, who's hammered in the middle of the day? You don't expect that.
Incredible.
Again, if you're drinking and driving with Uber and everything else out there, you're just
you're
complete
just a
complete moron.
Terrible person.
Yeah, terrible human.
But it doesn't seem like that's slowed down.
Like, are you sure of that? I'm not sure that's
true. I thought
when
we talked to the cops during our drinking show, they said they're basically arresting the same amount of people.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's true nationally, but maybe it is. Mm. Maybe it is. It belies common sense.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All the ride sharing out there.
I'm sorry. It was traumatic brain injury, disc herniation, and torn labrum in the accident.
Yeah. I mean,
he's probably never going
to
play again.
I didn't hear traumatic brain injury. That's terrifying to hear that.
Yes, it is.
So, I don't know. I know that the lawyers are suing, thinking he may never be able to play again. Well, if he's got traumatic brain injury, he just wants to be normal
Correct.
Again. That's what's scary about that.
A couple awful stories of some NBA guys. Mm.
All right. Well, we need something cheery. We need something cheery.
Well, we got the 20 coming up.
The big 20.
The big 20.
We're going to unveil story number 20.
Story number 20 of the last 20 years?
Of the last 20 years in the D.C. area. You can go to NBCSportsWashington.com. I believe they are releasing it as we release it every morning at 6:45. So we'll do that next. You're on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I don't know how long we've been on NBC Sports Washington. A few years now. Probably 3 years.
Love it, though. It's been amazing.
Been a great partnership. And NBC Sports Washington for 2020 has come up with their Big 20, the top 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades, as determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, other experts. New stories counting down to number one are revealed each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. And we're going to announce not one, but two today since we were off yesterday.
All right.
So we're going to do number 20 and number 19. The Big 20 is presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership. Here is number 20.
One of the greatest things about that title is they were the youngest to do it. Two freshmen, two sophomores, and one junior in the starting five as Brenda Freeze really led them to the improbable because it was an overtime victory against the most hated rival, Duke. 78-75 was the final in that one. It's the school's first national championship.
And there's two words that any Terps fan loves, beat Duke.
So it was Maryland winning the national title in 2007. And yes, it was nice. They beat Duke. I think they beat North Carolina in the Final Four. It's always great to get titles. And
that was 2006. You said 07.
My bad.
Yeah, 2006.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird Final Four, too, because there's no UConn and no Tennessee for the women. I mean, they're just staples in the women's
Final
Four.
Who were some of the stars from that team? You got to remind
me. Christy Tolliver.
Oh, okay, right.
He's now part of the Wizards staff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're also revealing number 19, which is DC United winning the MLS title in 2004. The thing that was kind of unique about the 2004 title, this is like beyond the Jeff Agus, Eddie Pope era.
Marco Echeverri.
Yeah, all the guys who were winning championships
John Harkes.
Early.
Oh, Johnny Harkes. Yeah.
They had moved beyond Bruce Arena, mm-hmm. who had left, and they won another title. I don't think they've won a title since 2004. So that was nice. DC United has been, you know, we've talked about the parades the last couple years. DC has won titles. It was kind of in the lesser sports until the last couple of years where the Caps and the Nationals have won it.
So I'm seeing Freddie Adu was on that roster. He got a ring.
I don't know if he's got a ring.
On the 04.
If you type in 2004.
Oh, yeah, that is the Freddie Adu year.
Then you see.
And Freddie Adu was good for them early on. Like, you know, you forget he was actually.
Appearances. He had five goals.
I think he was, he was a real contributor to that team.
Hmm.
He just kind of fell off in the last 15
can
years.
Can anybody pull the head coach that won it that year?
Was that Thomas Rongen?
Sounds right.
Is it definitely him?
I don't know. I'm going to check now.
Check. I mean,
but remember, we did a dating game with Ryan Nelson around that time, probably a year or so earlier.
Right.
Peter Novak.
Okay.
I mean, it's N-O-W-A-K, but he's Polish, so I'm going to go with Novak.
Yeah.
I'm just grasping.
We also had the goalie, Nick Raimondo, in with his girlfriend at the time. Remember, she played for the women's team that was local. One of the twins.
Yeah, that was during the HFS year.
That's right.
Yeah, and we got his girlfriend up on the stripper pole. Now, she didn't take anything off, but we got her up there.
I can't believe we had a stripper pole in the studio.
That was so great. That was fun.
So anyway,
got good use.
Different era.
Those are the first two. You can see more about it at NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20.
I wore a Freddie Adu jersey to the HF Festival that year.
Did you?
Yes. 100%.
Nice.
And I'm sure I wore like jorts.
I also remember
cargo shorts.
That's the era.
Something terrible.
That's the era where we were doing Junks TV and we did a bit out there. And it wasn't Freddie Adu. It was like another international guy who was like schooling us.
Right.
Nutmegging us. And Cakes was between the pipes, his goalie getting shots just drilled on
him. It was terrifying. Huh. I mean, that ball was just moving so fast.
Yeah. Was the guy's name Brian Carroll? Remember, it was a defender. I thought it went like to Wake or something. He was helping us. Oh, but then there was another international kid that was trying out.
Yeah.
He looked like Freddie Adu.
We thought it was Freddie Adu.
It was like an African kid.
Right.
It was like training with them.
Yeah.
What's Jeff Agus doing now? Does he
works in soccer. Like, he doesn't coach. I think he's like...
He's done a bunch of stuff. Like, he was involved as almost like a general manager for a while.
Yeah, he's like an executive in the soccer world somehow.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah.
He's currently the VP of competition for MLS.
Yeah, see, there you
According
go.
According to Wiki.
Right. It's a big deal.
Now, Wiki, I mean, anybody can go in and alter anything on Wiki, but that sounds legit.
Jeff loved that one. I won't even bring it up. We used to have that one. Was she like a stripper that came in? Bianca?
Yeah. I think she was associated with Porno Dan.
Slash porn star.
Oh, she was a porn star.
Porno Dan.
And, you know, Jeff didn't know her, but he just thought
Porno
she was hot.
Dan. Yeah,
Porno Dan worked at like an Office Depot or something and then started his own company.
Porno Dan, as far as I could tell, is still active in the business.
Is he really?
Especially in the international porn
world. Yeah, he likes to go over to Belgium, you know, and
must be easy
film
money
scenes over there.
By the way, speaking of Brendan Freeze, she did win that national championship in 06. Thinking about Gino Auriemma's run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's ridiculous.
11 national championships. His first was in 1995, and his last was 2016.
Yeah.
So what's that, 21 years?
He's slumping.
So over 21 years, 11 national titles.
No, that's incredible.
That is unbelievable. That's true. He hadn't won in the last 3 years, but they're always going to be one of the favorites. But, I mean, what a run. 21 years, 11 championships.
So, you know, you were saying this during the break. You could probably guess most of the others. Like, to me, because I was part of the panel. So I was part of one panel. I think there was about eight people. at this table. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, incredible camera work. It was kind of like our table manner shoot. Like, mm-hmm. NBC Sports Washington did this thing big. And Julie was kind of the narrator and set it up. And there were different people. And then there was a second panel. And, I mean, 17 out of the 20 I was really comfortable talking about. You know, so you're going to get bigger and bigger stories as we go on.
Yeah, 19 and 20, we're struggling a little bit.
Have to do a little research on that.
Yeah.
I think at one point Julie came to me to talk about the 2007 women's basketball team. I really didn't have anything to say.
Well, I know.
Other than it's great, Maryland won a title.
In the 90s, I used to go, and you know, the early 90s, I used to go and watch the women's terms practice. Chris Weller, and she'd run it. She was crazy.
Mm-hmm. There was one huge intense game while we were there. I don't remember.
UVA.
If it was juniors. Yeah, they played UVA.
I believe they sold out Cole.
Yeah.
Which
it was kind of
rare.
I might be wrong, but it felt like it was like a number one versus number two matchup. It was a big deal at the University of Maryland.
That was in the early 90s, probably.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it was one versus two, and I think they sold out Cole. They had 14,500 people to watch women's basketball, right, which at the time was a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and look at all the strides they've made now. You know, we were talking about it last week, and just shocking to see the salaries now in the WNBA, where some girls are making as much as 500,000. I think they can make as much as $500,000 in a season.
In the WNBA, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that Elena Deladon's going to be making some good money.
I would think so. Plus endorsements. Yeah. She's got to be cashing in.
Coach Larinaga's 2006 Final Four run's got to be the Big 20.
Yes,
I would
course.
Assume it's in the mix.
I don't want to give it away, but yes.
All right.
Of course. I mean, anything that probably pops in your head immediately is going to be on the list.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, from some of the biggest stars that we've covered over the last 20 years. So it's pretty cool. Check it out, NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. You can get your full videos there. They're going to be airing them on TV as well. Remember, coming up a little bit later in the program, we've got Lars Eller. We'll talk some Caps. Right. I think the All-Star break is upon us.
It is. Yep.
So
are we in the middle of it right now?
All the Caps are vacationing.
Does Ovi just have hat tricks all the time?
Yeah. That's what he does heading into the All-Star break. Yeah, last two games, both Hatties.
So nuts. We could talk to Lars Eller about the All-Star break and the second half of the season. Also, later in the program, Dante Whitner is going to join us. The first time we had him on
the show.
Oh,
he's coming back?
He was fantastic. He was just clubbing Jay Gruden and kind of the Redskins organization. But, of course, he's a former Niner.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get his take on the Niners and whether he believes they can win the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.